Tango Tango Papa 2014, April 6, 2018.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you from, I don't know, some little town that's barely on the map. It's either Beaver or Bevier, Missouri. So I am on my way from, I picked the load up that I have right now. I picked it up in New Bedford, Massachusetts. And it delivers in the morning at St. Joseph, Missouri. So I've still got about 128 miles, something like that, to get up early and drive in the morning and then try to be in St. Joseph about 7 o'clock or so, or maybe probably a little bit before, whenever the place where I'm delivering the load to opens up. And then after that, the plan is for me to go to from St. Joseph down to Kansas City to the company terminal there, and they're gonna they need to work on the truck. The air conditioning compressor isn't working, and I will be needing it. I don't need it obviously today. It's kind of chilly today. It's only about maybe 40 degrees or so, and it's kind of windy. But there have been some days where I did need it, and it, you know, the other day it wouldn't, you know, you try to get it to come on, the light comes on, but no cold air. So got to get that fixed, you know, because it's just a matter of time before I'm, you know, I'll get a load and then I'm going to be required to sleep in the daytime, and that would be a big problem without air conditioning, especially if it's hot weather. In fact, the load I'm on right now, I'm kind of sleeping partially in the daytime, and then I've been getting up very early in the morning and driving, and it's just kind of dictated by the load if I'm to get it there on time. So anyhow, it's been not quite a month since the last podcast. Today is April the 6th, and I think the last podcast, if I can look right here, I believe it was on the 15th. So a little over half a month, maybe upwards of three quarters of a month, maybe. So not too bad. Anyway, I've got a couple of emails. Well, one of them was an email, and one of them was a message that was posted to the website, to my website. And then I've got some more voice comments from Joel. And so let me see, what do I want to do first? I guess we'll do the emails. We'll start with these. The one that I received first. This is from Jeff in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He says, "Hi, Tom. I've been meditating for about 6 months. I meditate 20 minutes a day and am getting the benefits from it. Roy Master says we must meditate because we want to, not because we have to. It sure feels like I'm doing it because I have to, not because I want to. I meditate because it works, and I want the benefits from meditation. I would like to look forward to it more. Sometimes I resent doing it, and because of my resentment, my mind wanders. Have you struggled with this? How much do you meditate? Thanks." That's Jeff from Grand Rapids. And then P.S., if you want to address this in your podcast, that would be great. So the whole thing with meditation, you can't... You don't really want to try to force it too hard. Uh-oh, I've got to move that. I put the I was reading that off the phone screen, and I laid the phone screen down by the microphone wire, and that then I started getting the cell phone interference. So you don't really want to try to force it. It's nothing that you can really force. But at the same time, it is very easy to do really trivial things. You know, it's not just with meditation. Let's say, you know, let's take it out of that realm and, you know, like brushing your teeth or something of that nature, something that you really know that you should do. But then it's kind of easy to just kind of put it off, and then but you'll kind of do trivial things like watching television or, you know, kind of reading your phone or whatever, looking up stuff on your phone or somewhere on the internet. Okay, my battery in my Bose headset just decided to die, and so I. Naturally, I couldn't find the double. It takes one AA battery, and it lasts a long time on one AA battery, or AAA battery, rather. AAA, the smaller ones. And, of course, I had AA batteries. Got some of those, but I couldn't find the AAAs. I'm sure there's some AAAs in here somewhere, but it's hard to say. That's one of the problems of moving trucks. Because it's been a while. It's been probably a year since I replaced the battery the last time, and so I've had this truck now for about a year, and things get lost. So there's batteries. I guarantee you there's some other AA battery or AAA batteries in here somewhere, but I just, you know, made a little cursory look, and so I went inside the truck stop and bought a 4-pack, and now I'm back in business. So, anyway, getting back to the what I was talking about, you got to be careful about trying to force yourself to do things. I was going to give an example, but I don't know. Whatever, I'd have to go back and listen to what I was saying before the headset. Kind of interrupted me, the battery dying. But an example would be, let's say someone dies and you think that you should feel grief, and so but you don't feel any grief. Now, if you feel grief, then you should feel it. But if you don't feel grief, then it's a mistake to try to force yourself to. And so, you know, that's a mistake to try to, you know, and I think it's a mistake to try to force yourself to really do anything. But on the other hand, you do need some discipline. I remember what I was talking about, you know, brushing your teeth. It's easy to think, oh, well, I'll do this and I'll do that, and I can fritter away a bunch of time doing just trivial things, you know, and... somehow you can do that, but you think, oh, I have to hurry up and go to bed and you know, kind of not meditate. So in the beginning, you know, and I've been, you know, meditating for years and years and years. In the beginning, I made a point of spending 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening right before I went to, you know, go to bed, go to sleep. And 20 minutes is a little bit, I don't know, that seems, you know, it's going to vary from one person to the next, but that seems a little bit long to me, you know, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. The way I did it, I don't know, I'm just telling you what I did. Back in those days, I wore a watch. And so I, you know, had a digital watch, and I would set the timer for 10 minutes. And then I would do the I'd do the meditation, and then the alarm would go off at 10 minutes, and that would be that. So I'd do it 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening. And I wasn't really forcing myself, but at the same time, I had to have discipline. You know, it's the same discipline that I use to brush my teeth, you know, clean my teeth, you know, really good once a day. You know, now, you know, some people say, oh, you should brush after every meal. I don't believe you really have to do that. What you really have to do, my experience is, you know, I brush really thoroughly, usually before, you know, that's part of getting ready to go to bed, brush once really thoroughly, and then floss. And then I've got these, I don't know, I think they're called plackers type thing, you know, to sort of like a little miniature pipe cleaner to get in between the teeth and, the, you know, kind of down at the gum line in between the teeth. And those, after I flossed, and I go from the, you know, outside in and the inside out. And, you know, that takes several minutes to go through the thing, but then I do a really good job of keeping my teeth clean. Do it once a day, and then everything is staying pretty stable with that routine. But I have to use a little bit of discipline. I know that I have to do it. I know that if it would be easy to skip doing it, but then it would, you know, I'd end up with a sort of destabilizing my current tooth situation, and I really don't want to do that. I want to keep that as stable as possible, and so far I have been able to. So you have to use some discipline, but that's not necessarily, you know, there's a difference between disciplining yourself, you know, using a little discipline, versus forcing myself to do something. Because I can't force myself, you know, for example, the podcast. I have to feel motivated to do it. I can't force myself to do it, or I guess I could force myself, but what would be the point? I have to want to do it. And so I really do want to meditate, but I have to use some discipline. Now, you know, in the beginning, I was doing it twice a day, you know, 10 minutes at a time, once in the morning when I first got up, once in the evening after I, before I'd go to sleep. And then over time, that got probably reduced to once a day, 10 minutes. And, you know, so, and it's kind of remained usually once a day, but at the same time, something has changed over time where, you know, the idea is if you want to stay in an objective state all the time, you know, and so it's useful to be able to stay in an objective state all of the time. But I wouldn't look at it as forcing myself, you know, an answer to the question. Think of it as discipline. You know, you do need some discipline. It does take you, you know, it does require a little bit of self-discipline. You know, there's this concept, it's kind of a Jewish concept of the body and the soul, you know, sort of like the horse and the rider. And so the soul, when I say soul, I mean the part that can't be measured. You know, it's the part that contains our awareness, our intelligence, etc. There's that part, and then you have the part that's the body, and that's the rider. That's analogous to the rider. And so then the horse. I messed that up. So the horse is the sort of like the body, and the soul is sort of like the rider, and so the idea, or the mind, you know, through anything that's sort of non-physical, really, that can't be measured, kind of comprises the soul. So, but the idea is that the rider sort of disciplines and directs the horse. And so it's easy to procrastinate. It's easy to kind of let things go, or, you know, and just, you know, so, and we can it's really easy to do just, you know, fritter time away doing kind of really trivial things. So, but, you know, I would look at it not as forcing yourself, but disciplining yourself. And you might want to reduce it. You know, I think, you know, now it depends. It's going to vary from one person to the next. I think 20 minutes is probably a bit long. I personally sort of prefer, you know, like 10 minutes. You know, I think 10 minutes is a good length, but, you know, and then it kind of depends. If you find yourself kind of laying in bed wide awake, then, you know, a lot of times those are the times when I, you know, I'll just kind of naturally end up, you know, kind of going ahead and meditating, and I'm not even thinking about doing it. It's just something that I do. And but to begin with, there may be, you know, you may have a little, you know, something is resisting it, you know, and so it's easy, you know, whenever you try to start, you start a, you know, sort of a new thing or a new new ritual, or, you know, or new habit. It's easy to, you know, in the beginning, it's kind of difficult to kind of get that established. And once you get a pattern established, you know, over a period of time, once you get a pattern established, then it becomes much easier to, you know, kind of just do it. You know, it's, the same thing would be true of, let's say, saving money. You know, it's hard to do it at first, you know, and people make the mistake of trying to bite off too much. And so it's easier if you start out saving a small amount over, you know, get the pattern established. You're trying to establish a new, you know, a pattern. Get the pattern established, and then, you know, don't try to be too ambitious. Then you can start raising, you know, raise the amount up, you know, and don't go too crazy trying to, you know, save five, let's say you want to save $500 a month. Eventually, we'll start out small, and then, you know, or a week, you know, start out with a small amount, and then kind of build it up. And you'll find that once you establish the pattern with something small, then it becomes easier. So, you know, but 20 minutes is a little bit long, I think. You know, now but the idea is, you know, to once you're in a, you know, kind of in a more objective state, and it takes a while. You can't, it's not something that you can force. You can't make yourself better. That's the other part of it, is that, you know, we cannot make ourselves better. We can't improve ourselves. You know, we think, oh, we're self-improvement or whatever. We can't do it. When it comes to, you know, when it comes to meditation, what is the point of it? The point of it is to, you know, there's a line in the Bible, be still and know that I am God. So what does that, you know, let's think about, what does that mean? It, you know, so we have to be still. Meditation is a sort of a special way of becoming still, sort of stilling ourselves, coming out of our thoughts, out of the, you know, the kind of the whirlwind cesspool of our thoughts, and sort of, you know, separating ourselves from our thoughts, and then God, that allows God to act on us. You know, it's not we, you know, we can't just arbitrarily decide, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And, you know, we can, you know, people are good at, you know, kind of being actors and putting on an act, you know, and acting like a good person, acting like they're doing the right thing. You know, sometimes people can be excellent at that, but that's not it. That's not good enough. You know, you want to be a good Christian. Well, you can't, you know, people try to act the part, but it doesn't work. You know, and that's what's wrong with the country. You know, we've had all these people act like they're, you know, they act the part, but their children, you know, kind of betray them, you know, what they really are, that they're really acting. The children can see it. So, like I say, I would, you know, in the beginning you're going to have to, you know, and 6 months isn't that long. You know, it's something you should just continue with it. But like I say, I believe that 20 minutes is probably a little long at a time. If it was me, you know, and I'm just telling you what I did, I started out with it, you know, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening. And I did that for years. And it's especially important to, you know, if you're going to, you know, if you want to reduce that even farther, the 10 minutes in the evening is better, you know, I think. Now, you know, some people might argue and it'd be better to do it in the morning, but, and there's an argument to be made for that, but I think in the evening, you know, and probably both if you, you know, you get the time to do it, but, you know, in the evening, you should do that, you know, kind of before you go to sleep. But, you know, it's also a good idea. You know, in the morning is also good. So, you know, because the idea is that if you can separate yourself from your thoughts, and that's what the meditation is really about, is sort of, you know, you learning to separate yourself from your thoughts, sort of practicing holding yourself apart, you know. And it's not, you know, even the, you're never going to be perfect at it, you know, and at the most you're going to be able to do it for, you know, maybe a few seconds. You know, sort of separate yourself from your thoughts. And then inevitably, you're going to find, you know, I find myself sort of pulled back into some daydream, some thought. And so the easy way to do it, and I'm going to do it, you know, I've done this before on the podcast, and I'm just going to go ahead and sort of go through the exercise for, you know, a few minutes. So, you know, sit on, you know, find a chair, you know, kind of a straight back chair. Now, I don't have a straight back chair here in the truck. Well, I guess I do if I get up in the driver's seat, but right now I'm recording this podcast, so I'm sitting on the edge of my bunk in the sleeper. So I'm sitting on the edge. I'm sitting straight up. Right arm is down to my side, so I'm going to close my eyes. You know, so close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. What do you see? You know, and you should see, basically, sort of like if you're really kind of aware of what you're looking at, as you look at the inside of your eyelids, you'll sort of see, you know, sort of like little flashes of light. You know, and they can be very subtle. This is nothing dramatic. You know, almost like little dancing pixels or little flashes of light. It's almost like if, you know, like very fine static on an old analog TV set. You know, it's a very subtle thing, but it's there. So as you look at the inside of your eyelids, bring your attention to your right hand down by your side. So be aware of the index finger on your right hand, kind of the fingertip. You know, and just kind of gently be aware of it. Don't force it, but just gently be aware of it. If you're aware of it in the right way, you'll find that you can kind of make that your finger will sort of tingle a little bit. It's sort of the equivalent of the sort of visual tingling that you see when you have your eyes closed. You're looking at the inside of your eyelids. So it's the same type of thing. It's a little bit of energy. So continue to look at the inside of your eyelids as you are aware of your hand and the index finger. And that tingles. So shift your attention to the middle finger. Make that tingle. And shift your attention to the next finger until it tingles. And finally shift your attention to your little finger until it tingles. Then shift your attention to your thumb, and then it will tingle. All the while continuing to simultaneously look at the inside of your eyelids. Move your attention to your index finger once again. Now it tingles. Then to the middle finger until it tingles. Then to the next finger and it tingles. And then to your little finger and it begins to tingle. And then back to your thumb and it tingles. While continuing to look at the inside of your eyelids. And so go ahead and cut this short, and so open your eyes. And it always amazes me, the world, you know, kind of looks a little bit cleaner, a little bit brighter. It might help if you give yourself a, you know, kind of a stretch. Stretch your arms or legs. And that's really all there is to it. You know, and if you find yourself distracted, you know, the part of the genius of this meditation technique is you're shifting your attention, you know, you're deliberately shifting your attention from one finger to the next finger to the next finger, etc. You know, and that sort of prevents you from, you know, it helps prevent from getting pulled into, you know, some sort of daydream or, you know, thought. Some daydream about a TV program plot or something. You know, so it's, you know, you can sit and do that for, you know, 10 minutes or whatever. And it's a, you know, it's a very useful thing to be able to separate yourself, you know, sort of pull yourself out of your thoughts. And, you know, you can prove to yourself that you, whatever we are as human beings, we have this point of awareness, and that is not our thoughts. That point of awareness is separate. And so, but, you know, 20 minutes is a bit long, I think, again, but that's just me. Some people might prefer that, but I prefer, you know, maybe more frequent, you know, two, if you're going to do it, you know, 20 minutes a day, break that up into two sessions, one in the morning, one in the evening. You know, and as you're, you know, you're going about your day, you can, you know, even let's say, you know, I'm driving sometimes and I'll just find my, you know, I'll end up, of course I can't close my eyes when I'm driving, but certainly I can become aware of my hand, and I can, you know, and I can become aware of my fingers and shift my attention from one to the next to the next. And that's just a useful thing to do, you know, because it, you know, the idea is that the more you're able to do that, that's where your creator is. Your creator's in the present moment. It's not in the past. It's not in the future. It's not in your thoughts. God is in the present moment. Jesus is in the present moment. And that's where the real benefit is to be gained. And, you know, eventually, you know, you continue to practice that over a long period of time. And, you know, you find you get better and better at it. And it becomes kind of a really natural thing to do without even really having to think about it. Without really having to, you know, kind of force yourself to do it. It's something, you know, that I can really look forward to doing. But, you know, the idea is you should be in that state 24/7. As you go about your life, you know, what I've found is that, you know, regardless of what happens, what the circumstances are, I find that I'm able to stay in a very calm, emotionless state, you know, as I go about my day. So, and it's very useful to be able to do that. So, anyway, so let me go to the next one here. What happened here? There we are. So thank you, Jeff. So let me find the next one. All right, and this was, this was from Sean. It says, listening to your podcast 2012, today 4/2/2018. Very good listening. I drive local pickup and delivery for an LTL company in Indianapolis. I'm retiring this year. You mentioned how fast time passes. I agree wholeheartedly. I've met lots of talented people who just happen to earn a living by driving a truck. You seem to have a real talent doing podcasts. So, well, thank you. I used to do a lot more of them. There was a long period of time when I was doing one a day, and I did that for a long time, and then I kind of slowly, you know, slowed down, and to the point now where it's more on the order of maybe one a month, you know, so. But it's all about motivation. I have to be motivated. I have to find the motivation. And at this point, part of the reason that I've slowed down with the podcasting so much also is the fact that I'm so busy with the trucking. You know, it seems like I just don't have the same amount of time that I used to have. And, I think, you know, my company has become, I believe they've become more effective at kind of keeping me and the truck busy. You know, I think that over time they've learned how to increase the efficiency, and so I don't sit very much. It's pretty rare that I would sit very long. It seems like I'm either driving or sleeping. And so once in a while, I'll have, like right now, I'm able to do this, and then I got up very early this morning and drove, you know, and then I stopped here at where I'm at right now. So then I'll leave again, if I left at 4 o'clock in the morning, then I should easily get to St. Joseph, Missouri, probably by 6. The place opens, or at least the information I have, says 7 a.m. So let's say I left here about 4:30, something like that, then that should work. But right now, what time is it right now? It's 2:35 in the afternoon. So I had some time. I've been here for a couple of hours, maybe a little longer. So I've had some time to, you know, Because if I'd have gone right to bed when I first got here, then I'd inevitably be waking up, and then I'd be wide awake. So I'm trying to stay up, you know, kind of stay awake a little bit later. So after I recorded this podcast, then I'll probably stay up a bit longer and then kind of go to bed a little earlier. And probably still wake up. In any case, I ended up with some time here, and so I decided I would go ahead and record a podcast. But it's, I don't know, I enjoy podcasting, but at the same time, I've got to feel motivated to do it. And, it's all, at the end of the day, it's all about the motivation. I have a hard time forcing myself to do things that I don't feel motivated to do. So thank you, Sean. So what else? While I was home this last time, I ended up... I've had this idea for a while, they have these 4K televisions. And, they've been around for a while now, and I've kind of thought about it a little bit, and I've been trying to kind of discourage myself from... from buying one, because the broadcast stuff is obviously this 1080p, or a chunk of it is, and then the internet stuff, there is 4K content on the internet, and there's a lot of 1080p stuff, but currently I don't have very much, probably enough bandwidth, especially with the DSL connection that I have at home. That's not even really enough for effective 1080p. The Verizon MiFi that I have will probably, it'll do 1080p pretty well, but 4K probably not so much, But in any case, I was home for 5 days. So on the last full day that I was home, I... ended up going to Sam's Club and bought a 6 series Samsung 65 inch 4K TV. And so I was able to get it hooked up, and of course it's got a great picture and what have you. So whenever I go home again, I'm going to try to get my middle, or the youngest brother rather, to help me, and I'm going to have to, what I'm planning on doing, the 58-inch plasma that I have, I'm going to mount it in, kind of flush to the wall in the bedroom, and take, because I have a Sony currently in there, 40-inch Sony that I've had a number of years, and I'm going to, what I'd like to do with it, is take it down and then mount that plasma, like I say, flush to the wall, and so... Then I've got to figure out what to do with the Sony. So I've actually got another bedroom that I can put it in. So, anyway, that I tried to resist, but as long as I could. But then ended up getting it at Sam's Club. Now, I buy a fair amount of stuff from Amazon. And of course I have the Amazon Prime, and so it's easy to, with Amazon Prime you've got the advantage, you've got the Amazon videos, the Prime videos, as well as the free second day shipping on, on the Prime items, the Amazon Prime items. And that makes a kind of an irresistible, on an almost irresistible package. But the problem with Amazon is Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos may be a great businessman, but he's, when it comes to his politics, he's just far loony left liberal. And, of course, he funds the Washington Post. He's joined at the hip with the Washington Post. And the Washington Post is just basically all about tearing the country down, tearing Trump down, etc. And I really don't like doing business with a company that is, you know, kind of turns around and is trying to undermine the country. You know, so then, I don't know, the problem is Amazon's so convenient, but on the other hand, you know, you have companies like Walmart, and of course Sam's Club is owned by Walmart. They're attempting to compete, and even though it's not quite as, you know, not quite as sophisticated as Amazon is, you know, as far as the, you know, what they have for sale and the delivery, you know, they're trying. You know, they don't have the, you know, Sam's Club doesn't have the second day items, but at the same time they do, they will make home delivery, and you know, if you buy their thing for $100 a year, you know, the $100 a year membership, then they go ahead and they, you know, you end up with free shipping, I think, or some kind of free shipping, or you can have it shipped to the store as well. So I don't know, I make an attempt at least to, you know, some of the, if the things that I can, I'll buy either from through walmart.com or samsclub.com, and you know, kind of try to cut out the Amazon stuff, you know. And the problem with Amazon, you know, they're, you know, Jeff Bezos has been very clever. You got to give him that. He's been extremely clever. You know, he come up with this deal with the post office, where every package that Amazon ships through via the post office, you know, is like $1.45. The government is subsidizing those packages, those Amazon packages. So if you get an Amazon package through the mail, through the U.S. postal system, it's basically, it's costing the post office $1.45 for each package that they deliver to you. Which is, you know, that's really, it's a subsidy, you know. So do you really want your neighbors kind of subsidizing your buying, your shipping costs? You know, people say, oh, I pay taxes and blah, 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 blah. But really, at the end of the day, you're asking everyone else to help subsidize. You know, so you can get the cheapest possible price and quote-unquote free shipping. You know, could I live without the Amazon Prime? Well, you know, could I cancel that? That's a good question. It's, you know, I can kind of make a challenge to myself. How often do I watch the Amazon Prime videos? Once in a while. But I think that I could actually get rid of them. I could actually probably get rid of Amazon Prime, and it wouldn't be that big of a hardship as far as the videos go. If I actually kept track, you know, of the shipping costs, what it would actually cost to ship things that I buy through Amazon versus the Amazon Prime items, how many items am I buying a year? You know, and how much would that add up to? Would the shipping costs add up to more than the Amazon Prime price? You know, and what is it? It's at least $100 a year. It may have gone up since then. So I don't know. That's something to think about. So, anyway, I think we'll go ahead and jump right on into Joel's comments. So here is Joel.
Good morning, Tom. This is Joel. Just thought I'd send you a message there. I found out that I am going to be getting a bonus on my next paycheck. Pretty good one, too. I'll still be able to pay some bills. But one of the things I usually do when I get my bonus is I go and purchase something with pardon money. Right now, unless something changes, like, for example, the Mavic Air comes more available, it looks like I'm going to go pick up the Mavic Pro Flymore bundle over at Micro Center. They have the Mavic Pro, two batteries, as well as it has chargers for both the wall, which that comes with the drone, but it also has a charger for in your car. Now, granted, in my car, I can actually use in my SUV, I should say, I can use either the cigarette lighter to charge the batteries, or I can also use the AC jack because it has an AC jack on it as well. But it also comes with the little dock where I can charge both batteries for the drone at the same time. I believe it also will charge the remote as well. But Micro Center has that package for it's $1,149 by the time add tax. It'd probably be close to $200 or $1,200, I should say. And it also includes a shoulder bag to drop the drone in too, which will come in handy. So I think that's one I'm going to be picking up. Unless there's some scary, weird deal on a printer, or I'm also looking at the Air, which sits between the Spark and the Mavic. That adds 4K, plus the props will fold in like they do on the Mavic. The really only, other than the size and the some little minor cosmetical things on the Mavic Air, and the props on the Mavic Air are a little different too. The ones on the Mavic Pro fold in half. The ones on the Air do not. So they're more like what's on your Spark. But they've added 4K. To that as well. Plus, I think it has a little bit different gimbal cover on the camera. Altogether, a pretty decent little package on the Air. The Air is a little bit cheaper as a whole, but then by the time you add things like a case and extra batteries and stuff like that, probably be right around 1,000. So if for some dumb reason between now and the 15th that comes out, the Air becomes commonly available in stores, I'm not going to sit here and wait for the stuff to ship from DJI, because I already am doing that on the Osmo Mobile 2, which is essentially a handheld gimbal for your phone. So I'm looking, all this stuff I'm looking for video creation. And some of the stuff that I'd like to have, like I'd like to have the drone for Easter, although I'm not going to fly it over the kids, but I'm at least going to fly it near the church, near the kids a little bit, just from the Air. That way, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if I want to do that or not. Got to be careful around the kids. But just to do things around the church, videos, and just because I love the idea of taking aerial photography and videography, just kind of add it as another thing to my repertoire of camera gear. But I also have a GoPro, the original GoPro Hero 4 Black. I don't have 5 yet, or the 6. I think the 6 is also out too. I just love having all these different ways of capturing different images. Yeah, I kind of ascribe to the same thing. I don't know if you've ever watched Casey Neistat, but I like his videos a lot. I don't necessarily always agree with him politically, but that's okay. But he has the mentality that some cameras will work for something. Sometimes your best camera is your phone. Sometimes it's the SLR. Like, for example, last Sunday, my pastor and his wife were both speaking as part of the sermon. And the that day I just happened to have my SLR with me, and I threw my telephone on and snapped a really good picture of them. Other days, though, I've just taken really great pictures with my phone. So, which actually my phone, I may also swap out my phone nearly in the same time too, just because I'm kind of down to it. And there's little minor things with my phone that are problematic. Mostly with, for some dumb reason, I have a burn-in issue on my phone, where, the controls near the bottom are, burn in. They're burned into the bottom of the screen, and same thing with the top. So anywho, just wanted to tell you about that stuff. I'm kind of getting excited about it and looking forward to it.
Hey Tom, it's Joel. I'm sitting here drinking coffee and gonna hop in the shower because I need to hit the church a little early this morning. This is coming from, well, via my headset, coming from a brand new Pixel 2 XL, which I picked up Friday. The previous phone that had the burn-in issues was the Moto Z Force, which is, I think it's one of the first phones that Lenovo came out with after they sold the, Moto was originally owned by Google, and then they sold it to Lenovo. So this one was one of the first ones they had after that happened. And it did have a burn-in issue. So, and I believe it did have an OLED sensor on it. So, now, granted, it really didn't show up until maybe, I don't say 4 or 5 months ago. So it took a while for that to actually happen. But I figured with the Pixel 2 XL, it was funny. When I was in the store looking at things, it was happened to be the first day that the S9s were available, both the S9 and S9 Plus. And I actually went with the Pixel 2 XL mostly because it had the newer Android on it than those did. And I just liked the screen better. Well, not the screen, but I just liked the device better. The screen itself isn't necessarily better than the Samsung's, but the only thing that I really don't like about going this route is really the same thing you have if you go with anything that's not Apple or Samsung, is that the case options are not prolific. So I did just order one last night by Spigen, S-P-I-G-E-N, and it's actually clear. It's a rubbery kind of case. So the design of this phone will still show through it. Which I happen to get the white one because I like the white one better than the black one. I wanted something different color-wise, so take care.
Okay, well, thank you, Joel. So you mentioned the new version of Android. I did receive that, a couple of days ago, I think. I received the, what is it? Is it Oreo? I think. I don't know. I can't keep up with all of the names. I think is it 8 point something? I'd have to look. But anyway, I did receive the new version, and I don't know. So far, it seems pretty stable, I guess. See what version it is. And this is on my Note 8. So, about phone. Okay, go down to the bottom. Software information. Yes, 8.0.0. So, then there's a Samsung Experience version 9.0. So, but it seems to, so far this phone has been very responsive. And it still seems to remain responsive. So, I think we're, at least with the Note 8 and maybe with some of the, you know, probably the current crop of phones, we're probably getting to the point, at least with Samsung, and maybe, and I'm assuming maybe Google as well, but I think we're getting to the point now where the things are fast enough, the hardware is kind of reaching a plateau, more or less, where you're going to get good performance, and, you know, unless it's Apple, of course, and then they deliberately slow it down. You know, you seem to have good performance, and doesn't really seem to get slow, you know, because I've had the, with the phones I've had in the past, they seem snappy to start with, or they seem that way, of course. Compare, you know, you're kind of comparing them, contrasting them with the, you know, with the older phone. The new one always seems faster, but over time it seems like they get slower, and I can really tell on certain things that this one is, you know, it's staying snappy. It's, it, you know, there are certain tasks that I have to do with it, and it seems to be, you know, kind of remaining snappy. So, much snappier than the one I had prior. So, but I, you know, since I do have the, I don't know what Sprint calls it, but, you know, I've got a plan with Sprint where I can upgrade every 12 months. I will go ahead, I'm sure I'll probably go ahead and take advantage of that once the, you know, if the Note 9 comes out, go ahead and take advantage of that, provided they haven't messed it up. You know, because I want the S Pen, and I still want a headphone jack. And if Samsung makes a mistake of taking the headphone jack away, goodbye Samsung. So I, you know, but so far they're keeping the headphone jack. They've kept it in the S9 models, so I think they'll keep it in the Note 9 whenever the Note 9 comes out later in 2018. So I've had this phone now probably for, I don't know, at least 5 months. So I've probably got 6 or 7 months to go. But I remain very happy with the Note 8. It's really the best phone I've ever had, by far. So anyway, I don't know if you can tell it or not. I am tired. And I'm not moving very fast. So need to get this podcast put together and uploaded, and then I'm going to be heading to bed in a while. So see if I can catch up on my sleep. So anyhow, hope everyone is having a great week, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.